and one that's made of wood, of rails, there I had said it, okay.
It'd be a rail fence.
Yes, okay. And you got to support these fences with, oftentimes, we still, I suppose, use wood, wooden posts for that purpose.
Well, you need an anchor post and line posts.
All right. And a fence that we would build out of stone, if we had some stone that we need to pick up off the field, we'd call a...
Stone fence.
And then an egg that we would put in a nest to attract a chicken that's hen that's laying someplace we don't want her to lay.
Nest egg.
All right.
And then China egg.
Okay. And a wooden vessel in which we would carry water. We don't use those much anymore, but you might find them in an open well.
Be an open oaken bucket.
All right. And a pail in which made of tin or aluminum or galvanized, would you call that a bucket or a pail? A milk bucket made of...
I'd call that a pail.
All right.
Call it a bucket. Call it a bucket more often.
Okay. And a can for carrying garbage, you call a...
Garbage can.
And in the kitchen, for frying eggs, pancakes.
I'd call it a skillet.
All right.
Skillet.
And a huge open container for boiling, making apple butter or butcher time too, that cast iron.
That'd be a kettle.
All right. And the table, use what?
A sugar spoon or a teaspoon?
A teaspoon.
All right. And a container for flowers?
I imagine a vase.
A vase.
And after dinner's over, you would say, well, I must do what?
Rid up the table.
And then after doing that, you
wash
would...
Wash the dishes.
Okay. Would you...
Say, wash the dishes.
Okay. After washing the dishes, then you would get off the soap. You would say you would then...
Rinse the dishes.
Rinse them.
All right. And, of course, after that, you would use a rag, which you would call a...
Dish towel.
Dish towel.
And the part of the plumbing system out of which the water pours into the sink, you would call that a...
Faucet.
And if we're outside on the side of the house, would you still call it a faucet?
Well, you could call it a hydrant. If you're talking about a spigot, why, they use them in barrels.
All right. And an object that you would use to pour gasoline into an automobile tank if one ran out of gasoline where he wasn't close to a station.
That'd be a funnel.
And it's used for driving horses, making them pick up their feet and move along. Give it a crack.
A whip.
All right. And this is made of paper used in grocery stores for carrying groceries out, oranges, apples, and so forth. A paper...
Sack.
Paper bag.
Okay. And the... if it's made of cloth, then what would you call it?
Sack.
All right. And then the material out of which, very coarse material out of which sacks are sometimes made, what?
Burlap.
Burlap, yeah.
Okay. And the container that is made of staves and then hoops around it, you might store grain or cow feed in it or flour.
Barrel.
Yeah, barrel or basket.
Okay. And a partial load of, say that last load of hay is just a half load or less than a half. You would call that a what kind of load?
A jag or a goat load.
A goat load. That's what, and what you put the clothes in before taking them out, the clothesline, if you had a clothesline here, or downstairs or wherever you take them to dry them.
Wash basket or clothes basket.
Before taking them out to clothesline, if you had a clothesline here, or downstairs, or wherever you take them to dry them.
Wash basket or clothes basket.
All All right. A smaller wooden container made of staves and made and then hoops around it, perhaps. You might have beer in it, you might have...
be a keg, a barrel.
All right. And the musical instrument the kids often simply blow through when they go up from the back foot like this.
Mouth harp.
Okay. And then there's an instrument, too, they often play with the mouth, but they go like this on it.
A juice harp.
That which would hold the barrel's